taking in the mainstream news and media might make us question the opening line of our first reading today, where we heard that God does not make death and does not rejoice in the destruction of the living. Sometimes, even in my own heart, I question this because my faith is not so strong sometimes. Last week, we heard from Job, from the book of Job in the Old Testament, God's response to his appeals for justice. And I know that my own faults and failings, they've had their various consequences in my life. And I know that God, in addition, has rescued me, as we heard from the psalm. There can be a trap to consume ourselves in a spiral of despair and hopelessness with the world, and sometimes it's seemingly meaningless happenings. And the evil one takes great enjoyment when our mind turns in that direction to overwhelm us. But God does not leave us in that mind frame. God provides a way of purpose and meaning that doesn't leave us alone. The gift of faith. And this is exactly the virtue that Jesus brings out in Jairus and the woman with the hemorrhage in today's story. In our prayers, it may seem easy to ask God for certain things, just as Jairus did. I don't know about you, but if I am honest with myself, sometimes I would like God to just snap his fingers and then be done with everything, just the way I want it. Who wants to go through all of that other stuff and all of those other things that nurture and strengthen our faith? That takes too much work, too much effort, and it calls me to change my vision. But as the gospel story illustrates, God sees more potential than we ever could in our own faith. Jairus just wanted to go home and have the master cure her daughter. But God is not just concerned with just this or that person's brokenness. Jesus takes a pause and displays concern for another one of God's creatures. The woman's faith journey, to begin with, was like our journey to the ATM machine, where we press buttons and we get immediate results. She didn't want to attract attention to herself, and yet at the same time, she desired that physical healing. But as God does with us, he may not be satisfied with just that itself, because God wants the whole thing. He wants all of us. He disturbs our vision and calls us to see something deeper within ourselves, a truth that evokes a deeper faith to see how God is moving even in our illness, brokenness, or whatever it is we may be experiencing. And that's what the woman experienced. It's not that Jesus didn't know who touched him, but the experience of physical healing is what he desired. He desired her heart to help demonstrate to others what true faith looks like. It was the mustard seed of faith that moved her to even touch him in the beginning. But that experience of healing was transformed to something greater, a healing of spirit that welled up within her to announce publicly without fear that she was a daughter of God. Perhaps it was this encounter that may have struck Jairus to say, maybe there's more to this man than just simply a miracle worker. But the doubt still may have been there as well, as Jesus assures him not to have fear, but have faith. His faith needed awakened, just as Jesus indicates his daughter was asleep and would rise. When Jesus tells her to rise, the gospel writer uses the exact same word when describing the resurrection later on. Sometimes our faith needs that jolt as we may be sleeping in routine, going through the motions. Jesus tells our soul to arise and see with new eyes of faith. Rise up from your selfishness. Rise up from your pride. Rise up from your complacency. See the world around you with the eyes of God and the delight God has in the healing of the broken and the lost. God's concern is not just for those who consider themselves entitled, but it is for all. For God formed us to be imperishable and in the image of his own nature, full of life. And these two characters in the gospel are not much different from us who call upon God to help us, heal us. Faith is not necessarily something that comes overnight or bought on the counter of a store. It's a real journey filled with trials, sometimes tribulations. But if we only let God enter that mess, then it will be transformed into a faith that endures and rejoices. Perhaps our witness will awaken others as they walk their journey of faith to a life of grace. Our God desires what is best for us. So let us trust that where we are at right now, even in our messes, is exactly where we need to be.